I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Nicaragua was not directly affected by either Hurricanes Katrina or Rita, but the people are feeling the effects all the same. Fuel prices skyrocketed since the storms passed through. Worldwide Christian Schools' Steve Goering says it's not the topographical damage, though, that they're struggling with. It's financial.
Most of the electrical power is generated through diesel. So when the prices have gone up, they have decided to ration the electrical power because they haven't been able to come to an agreement with the country on the extra cost to run the generators.
Education and outreach can be a challenge with only 2 hours of electricity each day. Next, Transworld Radio is partnering with Link Care Center to produce a series of upbeat radio spots on how believers can respond in the aftermath of the hurricanes. Psychologist Dr. Brent Lindquist is the lead voice in the program. Many people need assurance, and they're now open to the gospel.
When things are going bad, we look around possibly a little bit more for meaning and purpose in life. And this is a wonderful time to help people who might otherwise not have been interested in seeing what sorts of alternative choices, particularly looking towards the Lord, that they have in these times of need.
And in another part of India, Voice of the Martyrs Canada reports that Hindu militants attacked a Christian compound in Bihar State. It's the second time this month that a mob has hit them. Several of the staff were brutally beaten in this attack. Around 100 families and 900 children live on the compound. Teams work to provide a school, a student hostel, an orphanage, and a hospital to the community. Pray for protection for those in the compound as they continue their outreach. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information on these and other stories, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Expanded coverage of these and other stories can also be found at our website, missionnetworknews.org, where we also offer resources like church bulletin inserts, quarterly newsletters, podcasting, and more. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.